At the end of our parsha, we have the ma'aseh, we have the story of the Akedas Yitzchak, right? But the Rabbanu Shalom tells Avraham Avinu, as a test, bring Yitzchak as a sacrifice. And we know that Avraham Avinu understands that to mean, like literally, bring him as a sacrifice and slaughter him and so on. And Avraham Avinu is willing to do it. And we know last minute, the Malach comes down from Shemayim and tells Avraham Avinu, no, stop. That was the test to see if you were willing to do such a thing, and Baruch Hashem, because you were willing. So now you receive the following blessings. And the Pasuk says, Ki Baruch Avarechecha, says the angel in Hashem's name, I will surely bless you. Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars of the heaven, and like the sands of the sea. And your children will inherit the lands of their enemies. Alright, so the question that the Mefarshim deal with is that this is a bracha that's familiar already. Like, Avraham Avinu was blessed with having many, many children, like the stars of the sky and the sea and the sands of the sea, a bunch of times already, Lesnik's parsha. So what's being added by this bracha? So the Ramban's commentary in Chumash explains that what's being added by this bracha is that what Hashem's bracha is basically saying is that no matter what happens, Klal Yisrael will be numerous, like the stars of the heaven, the sands of the sea, all the way until Mashiach. It means that there won't be anything blocking that blessing from taking place. In other words, even though Avraham Avinu was blessed with, again, abundance of children in last week's parasha, but you never know, maybe the Jewish people will sink to such a low place spiritually where the bracha will sort of stop and we won't be able to make it to the final destination of Mashiach. So that's where our parasha comes, the blessing after Akedah, which says that no, you're going to make it all the way to the end. There's nothing that's going to stop us from ultimately having redemption. All right, that's how the Ramban explains it. The question is as follows. How is that Mida Keneged Mida of Akedah Yitzchak? So Avraham Avinu is willing to kill his son Yitzchak Avinu, right? And it's unbelievable, Sirs Nefesh, that's the Gevaldik Eschus, and we rely on that to this day. But why is Hashem's response to that, particularly this bracha, that your children will make it all the way till Mashiach? How is that connected with Akedas Yitzchak? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two, all the way in the beginning of the parasha, we know the story of the three guests, right, that come to Avraham Avinu, the three malachim. They're disguised as Arabs, and they're coming to the first mission that they have is to tell Avram and Sarah about the good tidings of the fact that Yitzchak is going to be born. So the way the Torah introduces that whole story is the Pasuk says, Vayeri lev Hashem b'olonim Amri, that Avram Avinu, we know, he just had a bris milah. It's the third day after the bris milah, and Avram Avinu is sitting there by the opening of his tent, waiting for guests and so on, and Hashem appears to Avram Avinu. Now what's unique about this appearance of Hashem is that usually when Hashem appears and Hashem comes to a prophet, it's with a message. And the Torah tells us what the message is. So Hashem appears to Moshe and tells him a certain message about a mitzvah or whatnot. This is a situation where the Rabbanu Shalom appears to Avraham Avinu. It doesn't say anything. We're not told about anything that was conveyed. There's no message. All it says is that Hashem appeared. And then all of a sudden, Avraham Avinu sees these three Arabs coming and nothing. And there's no... But what was going on? What was Hashem Yisbarach doing there? And the Mefarshim deal with this. Chazal abided with this question. And so therefore Chazal say that Hashem Yisroch was just coming to visit the sick, and he wasn't saying anything, but what does that mean? Why specifically do we find this phenomenon of Hashem appearing to Avraham Avinu and not saying anything, just sitting there quietly, dafka after the bris milah, and dafka as we're introducing the sugya, the topic of the birth of Yitzchak Avinu? Well, it's interesting, Yitzchak Avinu, if you think about it, Yitzchak Avinu is the most quiet of all the others. Avraham Avinu talks a lot. We have a lot of conversations about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu talking to Sarah, talking to other people. Yaakov Avinu talks a lot. Yitzchak Avinu barely says anything. So it's just interesting to think about this, that as we're sort of paving the way for the soul of Yitzchak to come to the world, Hashem comes to Avraham Avinu, doesn't say anything. As almost as if that's Yitzchak Avinu as well, just coming to the world, not saying much. What's amazing, however, is that although Yitzchak doesn't say much, but what he does say is unbelievably potent, right? For example, the brachas of Yitzchak, right? Yaakov and Esav are fighting over these brachas. And what if Yitzchak Avinu said the blessings, what if those words came out of his mouth directed towards Esav? Like, the whole universe would be different, right? I mean, so Yitzchak doesn't say much, but what he does say is unbelievably powerful. So why do we make sense of all of this? All right, so it's like this. You know, the Rabbanu Shalom made the world in such a way where the human being is very creative. A human being has an ability to be creative, to accomplish, to be poyel, to be mashpia, to influence. Right? We have that power. But you know, in order for one's influence to be very, very strong, it always has to be coupled and partnered with holding back. With holding back. I'll give you an example. You know, we say in Shemoneh Esrei, we talk about Masha Ruach Rana Geshem, that Hashem brings rain to bring life, you know, that produces crops and so on. Rain is very, very important. What midah will we associate rain with? Say chesed, right? Chesed is giving and kindness, Hashem is brach, giving to the world, blessing. That's rain, right? What's fascinating is that what bracha in Shemoneh Esrei do we put rain in? We mentioned Masha Ruach Rana Geshem in the second blessing, which is about gevura. What is gevura? Gvur is the opposite of chesed. Chesed means to give. Gvur means holding back and not giving. It's like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezel Giber, who is a strong person. What does gvur mean? Hakoivish is yitzer, someone that holds himself back, that doesn't do anything, that just sits there. So this is a strange thing. If rain is an act of giving, an act of blessing, it's the Rabbanu Shloim giving to the world, then why would we put that in the blessing, which is all about holding back and not giving? If you think about it, what type of midah is that called gevura? Like we know, there's a concept that chesed and gevura are midos that the Rabbanu Shalom used to create the world. What type of midah is gevura? Gevura is not doing anything. What type of creative quality is there in not doing anything? It's just not doing something. The answer is like this: What would rain look like here? This is what the Baal Tanya explains. The Baal Tanya says, what would rain look like if it was pure chesed? Pure giving. You know what that would look like? That would be a mist. Why? Because it's just pure giving without any limitation, without any concentration. It just spread the wealth. But you know what would happen in such a way? If the Rabbanu Shalom were to give the blessing of water in such a way where it's just like just spraying it all over, like a machine gun type of thing, you know? It would be all over, and everything would be covered in wetness and moisture, but you know what? But it wouldn't penetrate the earth in order to really produce crops properly. The way the Gemara puts it, the Gemara says in order for rain to accomplish what it needs to accomplish, it has to be yorek kechetz. It has to descend to the earth with power and veracity and strength, like an arrow being shot. In order for the rain to, instead of just being a mist, for it to be concentrated, right, and focused in a droplet, which then has intensity to come to the earth in a way that it accomplishes a lot, it has to be held back from other areas. It has to be concentrated. The Baal Tanya explains the midah of gevura doesn't mean just not to do something. It means to concentrate your energy into one specific thing. Instead of spreading, you know, your influence over everything, it means to concentrate your creative ability into one particular aspect by holding it back in other areas, but by doing so, concentrating in a particular area, and by doing so, your ability is to then whatever you're creative about, it's yerkechetz, it penetrates, it goes deeply, and it actually has what to accomplish. I'll give you an example. You know the Bris Milah, right? Yitzchak Avinu is very connected to Bris Milah. Bris Milah is obviously connected with like Shmir Sinayim, guarding one's eyes and so on. We tend to think of that whole inyan in terms of just not looking at things that are inappropriate, right? But it's not just not looking at things that are inappropriate. By doing so, by guarding one's eyes, by not allowing one's eyes to just wander all over, it means that you're concentrating, you're focusing your power of sight into something that you want to see. And then when you focus your eyesight on what you want to see, it comes with a certain potency. When a person has a spouse, right, and they control themselves from thinking and you know, looking at people that they shouldn't look at and so on, that's not just like stop holding themselves back. That's concentrating their attachment to their spouse. So there's such an idea of where it's not just holding, you know, just not doing something. It's concentrating the mist into a droplet, and then the droplet is able to penetrate the earth in a deep way to actually be productive. Avram Avinu, this is what Yitzchak Avinu is. The relationship between Avram and Yitzchak is as follows. Yitzchak Avinu means to give. Yitzchak Avinu means the Rabbanu Shlalom bringing water to the earth. That's Avram Avinu. What is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is that, of course, it's gevaldik to spread, and we need Avram Avinu's, we need chesed in the world. But But Yitzchak Avinu comes and says, but let's concentrate and let's focus that energy in a direct place. And by doing so, that area that we're giving then is going to be much more potent. This is true in terms of rain, where you have the mist concentrating itself and pooling into one particular location, becoming a droplet, and then that's able to penetrate the world in a productive way. That's true in terms of one's eyes. It's true of one's emotions, that if a person isn't careful about one's love, if a person isn't careful about one's eyes, and just, if a person loves everything, they don't really love anything, right? Because if you just love everything, that means that everything is kind of just, it's just a mist. It doesn't have potency. But when a person focuses their attention, that I'm going to control what I see, I'm going to control what I'm emotionally attached to, that's called gevura. It doesn't just mean that I'm holding back. It means I'm concentrating my creative energies, I'm concentrating myself into those areas that I want to accomplish deeply in. And so that's true with, again, a husband and wife, that's true with friends, it's true with everything, it's true with speech. You know, there's such a thing that a person is creative in terms of one's speech, right? Chazal say, for example, siyag l'chachma shvita, that it's always good to speak, obviously a person has to speak, but always to be quiet as much as possible. What's the inyan of silence? What's the inyan of being quiet? You know, for example, the Gemara says that when a person teaches one's students, one should try to teach one's students b'lashon katsara in as few words as possible. Don't talk too much, like what I'm doing right now. Like, to keep it concise and short. Why? Why? So Rashi, for example, says the reason for that is because otherwise you're going to confuse people. You talk too much, you ramble, it gets confusing. The Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says, you know why it's important to keep your words concise? It's because if you want your words to really penetrate the heart of the listener, then you can't just shoot a mist. The words that you do choose to say have to be potent. And the way your words have potency is by choosing them properly and choosing them correctly and not just talking without silence. When a person sprinkles silence within their speech, when a person makes sure that every word is chosen properly and everything I say is going to be with intensity because I'm holding myself back from speaking stam until the words that I want to speak, and then I put all my energy into those words. That's called a raindrop. That's called a raindrop that's going to come to the earth with veracity and power and strength and produce something. Whereas a person that just speaks stam, just words, 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 then the words are very nice and gets some ideas across, but it doesn't have potency. It's just a mist. Doesn't have a creative quality. To be creative, to allow one's creativity to really take root and to accomplish something in the world, a person has to give, but at the same time make sure that whatever he's giving and saying and expressing is with concentration, it's with focus. And the way that happens is by choosing carefully where and what and how a person gives. This is the relationship between Avram and Yitzchak. The whole concept of the Bris Milah that Avram Avinu was given, what's the Bris Milah? Bris Milah is that part of the body, right, which is about your creativity. And therefore, the concept of the Bris Milah is that Avraham Avinu has been given this task and this unbelievable gift of being creative, of accomplishing, of being poyel, of being active, of making the world better and different, and not just being a bystander to reality, but doing something about it. And what Hashem Yisbarach is telling Avraham Avinu is that if you want to do that, then you have to speak and be silent at the same time. You have to choose yours properly. Choose the people that you want to connect to. Choose the words that you want to say. Choose the things that you want to see. And by making those choices properly, whatever it is that you choose to say, whatever it is that you choose to see, whatever it is, whatever person you choose to connect to, it's with depth, and it has the potential of changing the world because of that. This is why Davka, when Avram and Yitzchak come together, which is what Akedas Yitzchak is, right? It's Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu coming together in service of God. That's what Akedas Yitzchak is about. Avram Avinu means words. Avram Avinu means rain. But Yitzchak Avinu means the concentration of those words. Yitzchak Avinu means the concentration of that mist. when those two worlds come together, giving and not giving, then when that takes place, is that then there's the rain, so to speak, is able to penetrate the world in a deep way, and things could be moving, and nothing can stop it. This is why after that Kedah, the Rabbanu Shalom promises Avram and Yitzchak is that their children will make it all the way till Mashiach. There won't be anything stopping their way. Because if it's just a mist, and the person says words, but it's just like, okay, if there's any obstacle, it can't make it through. But if a person chooses their words properly, and chooses what they look at properly, then whatever it is that they do look at, everything that they do say has veracity, it has strength, and that raindrop goes with intensity, and it's able to break through barriers. And so too the Jewish people are able to break through barriers of exile and make it all the way to the end, because our Avodas Hashem is one of choosing what to say and how to say with intensity. This is why it's such a big inyan to not speak during davening. You didn't think I was going to talk about that, but that... it's a very strong inyan. Like, why is there such a Yetzirah? Why is there such a Yetzirah to talk to Rav? Not the Chas V'Shalom, I'm not thinking any of you do this, but just, it's good to know. See, when people, let's say, are caught talking during the davening, usually what people's reaction is just, shh, quiet. So what does the person hear when they get shushed? All they hear is, hey, just tell me what to do, whatever. A person has to be explained, what is it? Well, like, what is this phenomenon of being quiet during davening? It's a big inyan. Because when a person says words of davening, you want those words to accomplish. You want those words to break through barriers. You want, when you say the words Refeinu, that Hashem, you should give us a refuah, you want those words to be like a raindrop that breaks through all barriers of the soil to produce the crop that you want. But in order for those words to have the veracity, that they shouldn't just be a mist, then they have to be concentrated, they have to be chosen. If a person just stopped talking and talking and talking, then mixed up into those words is Refeinu and Baruch Aleinu. It doesn't have potency. It's Avram Avinu without Yitzchak. This person is looking everywhere, and then when he happens to look at his wife, it doesn't mean anything more than when he looked at the mailbox. It just doesn't mean anything. But when a person has silence, but then chooses the right words to say, what's happening is that there's a concentration of energy into that word that they just chose. And then when they say the word Refeinu, it's with potency, it's with intensity. That's the secret of how tefillah works. The secret of tefillah is words that are spoken within silence. And when there's an environment of silence, that silence is not just like not talking. It's concentrating one's speech. It's creating that raindrop that has the ability to penetrate the world in a very, very deep way. This is why the Baal Shem Tov, for example, there's a famous letter that the Baal Shem Tov wrote to his brother-in-law, Rav Gershon Kitever, and Rav Gershon Kitever, he told his brother-in-law that there was a shuas where the Baal Shem Tov went to heaven, whatever this means, and he had a conversation with Mashiach. And he asked Mashiach, when are you coming? And so the Mashiach told him a few things. Mashiach said, and the Baal Shem Tov said, the Mashiach told me that a great skula, a great trick, a great inyan, a great aspect of Avodas Hashem that a Jew has to work on in order to bring Mashiach is the following, that every word that you say, you should say with intensity. That's what Baal Shem Tov said. And that doesn't just mean in davening, it means you say, good afternoon. Say it like you mean it. Like that Mashiach said, that's a powerful thing to bring Mashiach. Because you know what's happening when you say good afternoon with intensity? It means you're bringing Avraham Yitzchak together. It means that you're choosing your words properly. And when you choose your words properly, it means that there's a concentration of energy in those words. And those words are able to penetrate. And it breaks through all barriers. And just as Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu come together in such a way, the result of that is, the Rabbanu Shalom's reaction to that is, you chose your words properly, you're trying to create something in the universe called this guy having a good afternoon, but you're saying with intensity that there shouldn't be any blocking in that, it should break through barriers. Hashem's reaction is, I'm going to break through barriers as well. And there's a barrier called Gullus, I'm going to break through that. But that takes place when Jewish people speak with intensity. This is also why, again, going back, in the beginning of the parsha, Hashem Yisparach, when he appears to Avram Avinu, he just appears and he doesn't say anything. Because again, paving the way for Yitzchak, what is Yitzchak? Avraham Avinu is speech, Yitzchak Avinu is silence. Avraham Avinu is saying a lot of words, but Yitzchak Avinu says, It's beautiful to say a lot of words, but let's choose our words to make sure that whatever we do say is with intensity and veracity and has the ability to accomplish. You know what I mean? That if a person is just a rambler, then when he does say good afternoon, it doesn't mean much because the guy's just a talker. But when the person chooses their words, that has intensity, it has strength. And that's ultimately what's able to bring Mashiach. And this is true for davening, it's true for learning, it's true for saying good afternoon, it's true for anything that a person says. Every time a person speaks, if they mean what they say, mamish, bemis, if they say what they mean, and they mean what they say, that is an unbelievable skula to bring that world closer, that much closer to the coming of Mashiach. We should be zayich in our days to be able to hear that. That's why, you know, the Baal Hilul today, Rosh Hashanah Karbach, right? His, you know, it's an amazing thing, like, they say, it's like a joke, but like, if Rosh Hashanah Karbach read the phone book, you'll like make you cry, right? Like, what? So he was very charismatic, there's no question about it. Very charismatic. But you see, there's something about words, when they're said with meaning and intensity, even if the words are silly, there's a lot of, it doesn't matter, but if it's said, belave of a nefesh, it's like mashruch renegesha. Yarev kumater lechi, the person's words has the ability to penetrate another Jewish person's heart. If it's said with silence, Hashem should help, we should be zaych to be able to hear words like that, to say words like that, be able to experience the ultimate yichud of Avraham Yitzchak, the Bias Gal Tzedek, may have remained on me.